This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
If you'd like, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and I'm getting updates about our friends from the Cop Block Mac Tour. We are kind of their main radio outlet to get the news out about the Mac Tour. You can go to copblock.org/Mac. And to Damo Freeman and Brian Sumner, they've been touring around, going to different cities, meeting up with cop blockers. Of course, Cop Block is an organization, I hadn't mentioned this before, it's an organization dedicated to holding the police accountable and encouraging you to hold the police accountable by one of the most powerful ways, recording video of what the police are doing. And right now, video is being recorded of the police in Noblesville, Indiana, who have come out of the police station at this point. It took them 20 minutes to respond to Adamo and Brian outside with liquid chalk, writing all manner of...
So they're out there with liquid chalk, the same thing that they got in trouble with before?
That's correct. They went back to Walmart. They made a video, I don't know if you remember this, Adamo told us on Saturday night, they did make a video where they tested the liquid chalk, because the police had claimed that the liquid chalk they'd used had left some sort of staining, or that the police actually called it paint.
Right.
And so, you know, that sounded pretty bad. So I guess Adamo took the time to actually do a test video and, you know, see
Sounds
how hard
reasonable.
It was supposedly to remove this liquid chalk. They've been chalking things out in front of the police station tonight. They have their warrants out for their arrest from the first chalking incident. They've now come back to Noblesville, Indiana, due to these warrants, and they've resumed chalking in front of the police station in Noblesville, wondering when they were going to actually get arrested. Chalking things like no victim, no crime, free Adamo, free Brian, no damage was done. And just after the cell 411 lost the audio and video, apparently it came back and they were under arrest. Just moments after we were speculating about how long it would take them to be arrested, they were arrested. The videographer quoted that it only took them 20 minutes. Quote, oink like a piggy. I don't know if that's what the videographer said or if that was another chalking. And the videographer explained cell 411 to the cop that...
See, now this is supposed to be about accountability for police. And when you fall into the, it's very easy to pick sides and everything, but when you fall into the hey oink like a piggy thing, it just doesn't look good.
Yeah, I don't come at it from that perspective when I'm out there doing cop block, but it's not uncommon for people to be upset with the police.
They're frustrated.
And to say things that are rude and you know, uncalled for. But I can understand why they're frustrated. I mean, the police have done some really horrible things to some innocent, peaceful people. And it's not fair to collectivize them all together. I mean, not all activists are the same. One activist who does something violent and stupid doesn't mean that all activists are violent and or stupid. And so it is important to treat police as individuals. This is one of the lessons I've learned having moved to Keene, New Hampshire, as part of the Free State Project, but we are talking about people who are not in New Hampshire and who are dealing with departments that may be more dangerous and more violent on average than others. I don't know about Noblesville, Indiana, but nonetheless, the videographer explains cell 411 to the cop. The cop says, I saw your videos, and then further, the cop admits that we have to wash it off, and that causes us more work. So this is really about the cops actually having to do some work besides, you know, paperwork and sitting around the office waiting for the next teenager to get arrested for having an underage container of alcohol or something.
Well, I'd be frustrated if I had to do extra work, too. But I guess the question I have here is that, remember, this is about equal treatment under the law. So if young people who, you know, children were out there chalking pictures of, you know, dogs, cats, and sunshines and peace symbols and whatever they were doing, they probably would they be upset because they had to go out and clean it, or they would just leave it? If people were out there chalking, you know, adults were out there chalking pro police messages like thanks for saving our cat in the tree or a variety of other things they might say, would they have to go out and clean that off, or would they just leave it? So in this case, maybe they feel motivated to go clean it off, But that's something that you feel motivated to do, not work that someone's created for you, unless you'd be right. you'd be arresting the kids or the pro cop people.
They could just wait till it rains, and then the job would be done for them. A few more notes here from the scene. Cops are taking crime scene photos after the arrest. The four units are on scene to respond. Damo yells, "See you later." And Brian is objecting to riding with a canine unit with the dog in the back cage. The cop actually agreed to putting him into an alternate vehicle, and they are now putting the chalk in the evidence bags. Adamo and Brian are now in the transport to the jail, and officer says, quote, "I'm not going to play your games, man." Videographer questioned, invokes the Fifth Amendment. Officer says, "Are you responsible for any chalking, or is it just the other two gentlemen?" They want to arrest him, too, right. Apparently.
I don't have to answer your questions. This isn't a game. You're going to lock people in jail. I love how they call it a game.
One of the other chalking says, "Legalize chalk." The cops are smiling and laughing about the incident, and 7 to 9
sure,
cops.
Sure, because they look at it as a game. Yeah.
7 to 9 of the cops responded from the department. So we'll continue to update you as that develops. We Adamo knows the back line to the studio here, the landline, and he's been invited to
use
it. I
hope he doesn't use his one phone call for us.
No, it probably wouldn't be a good idea, but maybe he will.
I guess he's just going in.
He's just
in,
sitting
right?
in the jail cell, so you know you might as well call Free Talk Live if you've got
I suppose.
That situation. Doug is in Illinois and listening via the TuneIn app. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, before I get to the point that I wanted to make, I heard you talk about underage drinking.
Yeah.
And they actually have a medical board that I actually have been reading about online. It had been all over the net today. They're recommending that the tobacco age be 21. It be met with the alcohol age, pretty much like they do in New York. My opinion on that can be
Wait,
that,
who
okay,
is this a federal thing that they're proposing?
Not a federal thing, but it can be what they're recommending. I don't know if you know it or not. New York already did that. In New York, you have
That's right.
21 now to get tobacco. My thing on it can be that, okay, if you have to be 21 to drink, you have to be 21 to get tobacco, then you need to be 21 in order to make the call on whether or not you want to join the military. I mean, if you're not old enough to make the call on drinking and doing tobacco, you're not old enough to make the call and if you should join the military and put your life on the line and go over there to the meat grinder of Iraq or another war, and you're not
Absolutely.
Old enough to make the call on shooting people. You know, I mean...
That would totally kill the military's recruiting, though, right? Because, I mean, it's easy to prey on young 18-year-olds who don't really know what they want to do with their lives in a lot of cases at that point, but
in many cases, they've made, the military's a good career choice for these folks, but... That doesn't change the fact that for the ones that die or the ones that commit suicide, and remember, there's 22 a day, it's a pretty terrible career choice.
Well, it's not a good career choice if you actually want to have a career beyond the military. A lot of the stuff they train you for in the military is useless in the free market or the semi-free market once you get out. So you've spent all these years.
You're not much of a producer if you're working for the government, generally.
Yeah, that's a great point tonight, Doug. Anything else you want to share? Go for it.
Yeah, well, that can link into my original thought that I called about.
Sure.
Actually, tomorrow, Barack Obama approved a warship to go over. Evidently, the Philippine government and the Republic of China are having an issue over an island. They're debating on who it should belong to. Tomorrow, we're actually having a warship, an American warship, go over there, and we're going to evidently maybe try to provoke them. You know, that's the type of thing where you have it lead to war. You know what I mean? Why are we even involved in it over there? We should not even be over there.
Here, here.
I, for one, am not involved, but the federal government apparently is involved. Now, do you know which side they're going to take? Are they going to be challenging, rattling the saber at China?
Yes.
Yeah, they're right. They're with the Philippine government.
Got it.
But here can be what people like me are continually talking about. Why do we get involved in crap that we should not be in? You know what?
For islands that are of no real use at all.
Right. But if Barack Obama would like to go over there, fine. Let Michelle Obama and their family go over there and fight the war. Let them go over there and pick up a gun and join the infantry and go over there and fight the war. I'm tired of feeling like people like me are a pawn in a game. You know what I mean? We go over, or if the drafts were brought back, people like me, regular everyday people, would have to go over there and fight the war over
what? No, you wouldn't. You could just say no.
Well,
you could just refuse and then they'll put you in a prison cell.
Yeah, well,
I'd rather be in a prison cell.
I'd rather see Barack Obama and Xi Jinping or whatever fighting it out with long knives and small shields in an arena fight.
That'd be much
better than a bunch of military people blowing each other up.
Doug, good call, man. Thanks for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. You can join us. It's that easy. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of Power Trader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of Power Trader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-771-6706. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-771-6706. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-771-6706. 1-800-771-6706.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us right here toll free, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in here. It's Skype username lrn.fm. And how'd you like to get some business cards? 500 of them for $9.99. You can do it.
It's a really good deal.
By using code FTL at Vistaprint.com. You've heard of Vistaprint.com. They've been around for quite a long time, and they've got all kinds of great products for small business owners and your home office as well. Business cards, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, whatever you need with your logo on it, your contact information, these guys can help you.
You know, 500 business cards for $9.99 is a really great deal, but I'd have to design it first, and there's a lot of money involved in that.
No, you don't really have to do that at all. They've got a super easy-to-use system on their website, which allows you to customize text, colors, backsides, and more. You can upload your logo to one of their existing designs, and also, if you want to, you can upload your own custom design if you feel like going through that level of effort. But it's a super easy tool to use. I've used it. You can go and give it a try yourself for just $9.99 for 500 custom business cards over at Vistaprint.com. Create and design your own, and it's up to a 50% savings over regular site pricing. The quality is there, and they're easy to customize. So get started over at Vistaprint.com. And again, it's 500 custom business cards for $9.99. Now, of course, you can upgrade to fancy stuff like brilliant finish, like metallic spot gloss or raised print. It's super easy to do. Go ahead and get started at Vistaprint.com with code FTL at checkout. So our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Our friends Damo Freeman and Brian Sumner from the Cop Block Tour are currently in custody. The police are on the scene trying to figure out how to clean up the chalk that has been left behind. They were talking about apparently calling in the fire department, and the video will be available later. I presume it will be posted to copblock.org or copblock.org/Mac when it is there. So in the meantime, we will go back to the story about the Bitcoin or the so-called blockchain alliance, where mega Bitcoin companies like Coinbase and Blockchain and a bunch of others are going to be teaming up with law enforcement, which is a very ugly thing for them to do. They do intend to, what they claim here, will change the perception that Bitcoin and digital currencies are a currency for criminals. Now, to do this, the alliance will maintain a mailing list through which law enforcement officials can ask questions, host regular conference calls, and potentially produce larger gatherings that bring industry members and government officials together.
I don't see a problem.
I think there's a huge problem in teaming up with law enforcement. Jeffrey Brito is one of their executives. He says, quote, essentially it's a public-private forum that's going to make it easier to have a single point of contact with law enforcement for people in the Bitcoin industry, academia, developers, to have conversations about law enforcement on the Bitcoin blockchain, to ask questions and to answer questions. As far as I'm concerned, Mark, keeping the law enforcement in the dark about Bitcoin is a good thing. I mean, the more they know, the more people they can arrest.
Well, law enforcement didn't have any trouble in the Dread Pirate Roberts case getting involved and stealing all kinds of Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's true.
So they, they can learn quick enough. I think that if some people want to do this, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, create some kind of conduit through which Free Talk Live can talk to law enforcement and law enforcement can talk to Free Talk Live. I wouldn't be interested in doing that. But if people want to do it, then that's fine. It's not going to change Bitcoin. Bitcoin's still the same powerful quasi-private currency that it always was.
Weinstein cited the companies involved as the main impetus behind the initiative's formation and direction forward, which to me is even more disturbing. He said, quote, the most critical thing here is this is being driven by the industry. This wasn't law enforcement coming to us and saying, help us. This was the industry going to law enforcement and saying, let us help you. Unquote.
Yeah.
That's disturbing to me. I mean, this is worse than obedience. This is, they're begging to improve law enforcement's ability to enforce the law on Bitcoin users. And yeah, Bitcoin is being used for illegal drugs and things, you know, fake
IDs.
It's
being used for all kinds of things.
To be purchased.
U.S. dollars are being used for buying drugs and fake IDs and everything that Bitcoin's being used. Bitcoin's no more evil than the U.S. dollar.
So I have serious issues with the sort of the purpose of this organization. Weinstein went on to stress the alliance's function isn't to help law enforcement conduct investigations into the industry. Rather, he characterized it as a forum for, quote, high-level conversations, unquote, that focus on the broader trends of the technology and how it's being used in the world today. In a statement, Chamber of Digital Commerce President Perianne Boring, we've had her on the show, said the initiative will help spark discussion between the industry and law enforcement. She said, quote, it's no secret that Bitcoin has perception issues, which is a roadblock to mainstream adoption. Having an open dialogue with law enforcement.
What's the problem with increasing, you know, having better perception?
But they're only marketing towards the bureaucrats. If you want people to perceive Bitcoin differently, you should market towards average people. Not the law enforcement. Cops aren't the ones out. Whether cops understand Bitcoin or not is not going to increase Bitcoin's adoption rate at all. Policymakers, she says, will help reduce anxiety about the transformative technology, she said. Well, luckily, not everybody's on board with this blockchain alliance thing. There's a great website, Bitcoin.com, which is run by liberty-minded people. I don't know if we can say who the operator of the site
Let's
is.
Let's just say liberty-minded people.
But some liberty-minded folks are behind Bitcoin.com, and there's a story there that is responding to this Bitcoin alliance or the blockchain alliance. Jamie Redman writing for Bitcoin.com's news wing against the Bitcoin alliance. We need an anti-bankster group instead. And Bitcoin has brought about a fervent energy of people looking for financial freedom. After the collapse of 2008, Satoshi Nakamoto gave us something to use against the global level of corruption we see every day. Satoshi, of course, is the creator of Bitcoin. No one knows who it is. Satoshi is the pseudonym. It's not the person's real name. Maybe right. It's not even a person. Maybe there's more than one person who is Satoshi Nakamoto. We don't know. When the crash occurred, no banker that colluded for profit was jailed. In actuality, they all got paid. In May of this year, they got bailed out.
Sure did.
In May of this year, five of the biggest global banks agreed to pay penalties for transgressions of manipulating trading, money laundering, and misguided mortgages. And over the past two decades, those banksters have robbed billions upon billions off the people. Yet no banker or trader was arrested, and no one cleaned the tainted fiat. However, when it comes to Bitcoin, the Blockchain Alliance feels they need to clean up the currency's past. Do you remember the January of 2009 Times headline, Chancellor on the brink of second bailout for banks? Well, the blockchain sure does, and so do quite a few other people. The level of corruption involved with today's banking system is so tainted and misguided that people must ask, why are the companies forming this alliance not dedicating their energies to the real criminal behavior? Over the course of the last 2 years, banks have only had to pay minuscule amounts of fines compared to the mountains of wealth that they've swindled from our economy. When you get charged with money laundering, you go to prison.
Oh, yeah.
You, the little guy out there, any one of us listening would go to prison for being charged with money laundering. But the banks, they just pay a fine that probably amounts to a fraction of the interest that they collected in one day. And then they're off the hook for that. So you can join us here and share your thoughts on banks and Bitcoin or whatever happens to be on your mind. You may take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. If we get a chance, we'll tell you about a New York man who is building his own sovereign nation in Utah. We'll tell you what it's called and what he's up to. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And if you've got some Bitcoin and you want to share some with us, then you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to our brand new website, which was redesigned just a couple weeks ago. I'm really happy that we finally got that out to you. It's been a long time coming. But the Bitcoin page is still there where you can send off as much or as little Bitcoin as you like to us. We appreciate it. It's the Bitcoin tip jar. And also you can send us Bitcoin in the form of your altcoins. In the Bitcoin universe, there are a bunch of what are called alternatives to Bitcoin, altcoins for shorts, that are competing in a marketplace to try to one-up Bitcoin, to try to do it better. So far, none of them have succeeded, but there are hundreds of them who've been trying, and a few dozen of those hundreds you can actually send to us through shapeshift.io, and you can do that through the Bitcoin tip jar page at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Now, over at bitcoin.com, one of their article writers, Jamie Redman, is on the attack against the Bitcoin Alliance, and specifically the banking cartel. He is not happy about them, and he's going out saying that we don't need a Bitcoin alliance or a blockchain alliance, which is this new group that we had discussed earlier. The blockchain alliance is a bunch of obedient Bitcoin exchanges that is now teaming up with law enforcement, and apparently they approached law enforcement. Law enforcement didn't approach them saying, hey, we want to know more and talk to you more about Bitcoin. No, they went to law enforcement and said, hey, we want to help you guys. Well, when you help law enforcement, you usually help them go after peaceful people, especially in the world of Bitcoin. I mean, as far as the crimes that are being committed, and again, I don't consider it a crime if there's no victim, but the law, the cops do. Law enforcement considers selling and buying drugs to be a crime. As far as the crimes being committed in the Bitcoin world, it's mostly not anything violent, right? I mean, we're talking about money being transferred here. Yes, there is a site out there on Tor called the Assassination Marketplace, but there's no evidence that anyone has ever been assassinated through the Assassination Marketplace. So it's just a website. There's no proof that anything's happening with that. There's no proof that the Bitcoin that's being spent in there is being paid out to anyone for actually committing any kind of
hit. Well, what if there
was? If there was, then that would be one crime that was actually committed with Bitcoin, right?
Right. That would be one
of them.
You'd look at how many assassinations have been done with U.S. dollars.
I don't know. A lot of them, I guess.
This is the thing that I keep on wanting to go back to, is that Bitcoin's agnostic. It's just a tool. It doesn't matter to Bitcoin whether or not you will cooperate with the police. It doesn't matter. I don't think that the Bitcoin Alliance is going to do anything particularly to make themselves more legitimate in law enforcement eyes. They're just going to be a tool to go after the bad people that use Bitcoin.
So if you want to share your thoughts, you can do that. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So to come to law enforcement and say, hey, we want to help you, well, that's ultimately only going to help them investigate people like Ross Ulbricht. Ross Ulbricht, the creator of the Silk Road. The Silk Road being an underground website that was taken down by the FBI about 2 years ago, where people were able to buy and sell almost anything they wanted to. Drugs were the most common thing bought and sold on the Silk Road. I don't want those people to be helped. I don't want the law enforcers to be helped to take down more Ross Ulbrichts and more underground websites. So I find this to be dangerous. And over at Bitcoin.com in their news segment, in their news site, Jamie Redmond is on the attack against the bankers in general. He says an alliance should be started to take on the banks. He said it should be started to create meaningful dialogue about the real global crooks in this world. Hopefully the blockchain will be the tool to eradicate these fallible humans who keep scamming the public with inflationary spirals, booms and busts, and fractional reserve banking. What's fractional reserve banking anyway?
Well, fractional reserve banking is when a bank chooses to keep less than the money that has been deposited in it on site.
They all do it.
Yeah, they all do it. So they'll, instead of taking your money and loaning it out to a business, they take your money and loan out nine times that to a business.
By creating it in reality.
It's completely legal. The government sanctions this behavior. I find it to be, that's fraudulent in my opinion, pretending, you know, if I go out loaning money I don't have, and, you know, sooner or later somebody's going to call it counterfeiting or something. I don't even know how to describe this in the real world, what the comparison is when the government doesn't sanction it. But,
Is it fraudulent? I mean, you're getting the money, right? Like the money is being paid into whatever it is you're loaning it to, or they're loaning it into existence, and it's going to the car loan or the
they're involved in a fraudulent activity because the Federal Reserve sanctions this. They print the money into existence or something.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's fraud behind the entire – I mean, the whole dollar itself is fraudulent, if you will. But, I mean, I guess as far as the customer getting what they're applying for, they are getting what they're applying for. So there's no fraud there. I mean, you're saying the fraud is very, very deep, basically.
Yeah, I guess it's really difficult to describe it. When a bank takes in $100 and lends out $900, there's something wrong with that picture.
Absolutely.
Now, it would be one thing if they took in $100 and lent out $100, but in many cases, they don't even have the proper relationship with the depositor in that case, because a depositor believes they can come back and get their money any time. But they can't if there's a sort of a run on the bank.
Right.
A depositor should, in my mind, make sort of a certificate of deposit and say, look, I'm contracting to give you this much money for a year or 2 years or whatever the term is, and then at the end of that, I will get my money back. And that's a much better system to my mind, because at least everybody's above board with what's going on.
Bitcoin has been sent to us from the vision of Satoshi Nakamoto and has brought forth a system of accounting that cannot be tampered with. An aligned group of people promoting the use of a distributed ledger technology should remember that their bankster buddies may never understand this potential. However, this banking cartel surely remembers that they know how to cook the books and tamper with the wealth of society. So when he talks about the distributed ledger technology, that's basically what Bitcoin is. So Bitcoin is a distributed ledger, meaning that the ledger, which is normally where you would write down transactions for a business, right? The ledger is available all around the globe. It is hosted on thousands of computers around the world. And so you can't change the ledger on one place and fool anybody, right? You'd have to, if somebody were to change one of those ledgers, one of the copies of the Bitcoin blockchain, then all of the other copies out there would realize that something's wrong with that one copy, and it would be rejected.
Just that fast.
So there's no way to defraud this system. The checks against fraud are impervious in Bitcoin. If it could happen, it would have happened already, and Bitcoin would have failed. But Bitcoin is rock solid. The coding is amazing. And that's why Bitcoin right now today is close to $300 US for Bitcoin. It was getting close to 295, I think, yesterday. It's getting down to like 280 or whatever. But it's incredibly valuable. And the reason why it's so valuable is because it works.
Depends on the exchange. It was up over 300 yesterday.
Was it? Okay.
Depending on the exchange.
Bitcoin's protocol shows a solid system that has brought fewer fees to the people than the enormous amounts of wealth and the monopolized money transmitters charge. It's well known that people are unhappy with the banking industry and want change throughout the system. Many protested in the streets during the Occupy movement, but that led to pepper spray and beatings that never fixed the situation. From day one, an alliance formed from the cryptocurrency community against these actions and has started to show signs of weakening the bankers' defenses. It's known the banks have committed so much fraud, they've tainted the dollar, the euro, and every other sovereign currency with their crime sprees. In fact, they have put a black cloud over the entire mortgage industry with their rampant abuse. Now, it seems like he's conflating the banks with the government here.
I'd say that they're certainly working in close collusion.
Yeah, I mean, the Federal Reserve Bank is a private institution, but they're also inherently connected to the federal government. Like, they've got a special deal with the Federal Reserve Bank.
The president names the chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Right, and the Federal Reserve is the buyer of last resort for the U.S. Treasuries when the U.S. government's trying to sell these things on the market and they can't get a buyer. They just go to the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve prints the money and buys the Treasuries. So I understand it. You can share your thoughts if you want to correct us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-453. 503-733. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live are coming up. The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the fourth edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are your
your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That's right. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll-free at 855-453. Even in these remaining moments, enough time for you. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
What about that guy who's building his own sovereign nation? We'll tell you about it, and what's it going to be called, what it is going to be called here in moments. Dave is first up, though, in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Dave. Dave in California, going once. There you are. Go ahead, sir. You're on the radio.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go for it.
Okay. Well, I was very happy to hear you guys touch on the topic of Occupy. I think it was a very significant time a few years ago. It was the people making a real attempt at free speech. We are going to park ourselves down here on your lawn and stay here until you listen to us. But we got an example of how the bureaucracy can drive you out by motorcycle or horseback or whatever to get you where your free speech is not going to be heard. And
Yeah, they actually arrested people for being in the park too long in some cases. There seemed to be an incredible campaign out there talking about how they're the occupiers are a bunch of bums and that sort of thing. Really, it just seemed to be some people that wanted some responsiveness from their government.
Yes, indeed. I don't think we were at any close to all being in agreement as to what that would constitute, but it was certainly people saying we're not happy with a government that's strictly in the business of exploiting the people to their own benefit. And we saw a lot of that, and I felt for one that how they get in office is a critical concern. Electronic voting and gerrymandering and every deception they can to make sure that only the people that they want to have voting can vote, and their vote can be flipped by the thousands if they're not the way they want them. So.
Now, you're out in California. Do they have the electronic voting out there?
Different kind. We do fill out a piece of paper. We do slip it into the machine, but then it's brought down to the registrar's office and counted by a depot counting machine.
Right.
And we have hundreds of people there, attorneys and everybody watching, but nobody knows what's going on inside the computers. And so
that's true. Yeah, so there could be some kind of backdoor, some kind of programming that is scheduled to, you know, for every vote for candidate A, count another, or for every three votes for candidate A, count an extra vote for candidate A or something like that. I don't know how they would do it, but they've got their ways. Hey, thanks, Dave, for sharing your call and your thoughts with us tonight. Salt Lake City, the Associated Press reporting New York man is building his own sovereign nation called Zakistan. On a remote piece of land in Utah. The story coming out today on, let's see, the AP. Zach Landsberg, Zach with a Z-A-Q is how it's spelled. Zach has created a yellow and red flag, an official-looking passport.
Okay.
And a Border Patrol gate guarded by a giant robot sentry. According to KSL-TV, the conceptual goal, he said, and he is the president of Zakistan. He said, the conceptual goal is I want it to become a real country. I mean, that goal's not going to happen. It's impossible. But going through the motions, I'm trying to make that happen. He's even created a motto for the land of Zakistan, something from nothing. Zakistan works the best, I think, when it's wedged up against the real world and when the passports circulate, he told KSL. When he bought the sagebrush-covered stretch of Utah backcountry a decade ago, the city-dwelling Landsberg was amazed at how removed it was. It's about 60 miles from the nearest town and 15 miles away from a paved road.
Jeez.
While he calls the area harsh and desolate, it's also appealing. He said, quote, out here, it's not that crazy of an idea to have your own little spot. And to do your own thing and have your own space.
That's what they tell you. If you say that you want to have personal freedom and that sort of thing, they tell you, well, go start your own country.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect they won't let Zach do that, even though there's been basically no improvements at all to this land.
I suspect there's some group of people calling themselves the county who are going to want to have some kind of a property tax bill come from Mr. Landsberg.
They're not
going to
provide you with gas. They're not going to provide you with water or natural gas services or trash pickup.
They'll send you a bill, though.
A road or anything, but you still got to pay. Now, I don't imagine he pays much, though.
It's probably pretty cheap.
My guess would be it's probably in the tens of dollars.
Maybe.
Maybe even less.
He's hesitant to reveal the exact location of Zakistan for fear that people will get lost trying to find it. While he knows the four-acre piece of land is equipped with a supply bunker and won't actually become its own
recognized. So where's the robot?
It's at the gate, apparently. I'm not sure.
Supposed to believe this?
I'm not sure at what point.
He's not going to tell us where it is, but I'm supposed to believe there's a robot guarding it.
Yeah, I don't know, Mark. I don't know if the AP was taken out there or not. It's not made clear.
Yeah, we're being lied to.
He knows the four-acre piece of land equipped with a supply bunker won't actually become its own recognized country, he said. Building it, though, is an artistic exploration in how far he can push the concept of land ownership and sovereignty. He says, my goal is to, like, probe these little areas to try and find what that does mean. So I think that on one hand, I think he's coming at it from a good perspective of let's see what we can do. But on the other hand, of also admitting that he's not going to be a success, I think he's selling himself short here. And it is important to be realistic. But at the same time, if on one hand you want to be a sovereign country, you have to act like you're a sovereign country and not disclaim yourself every moment you talk about it by saying, but I know I can't really do that.
You know, one of the things about I get where he's coming from, though. It seems likely that he won't be successful.
That's probably true.
But why? I think that's what really people need to ask themselves.
Why won't he be successful?
Why won't he be successful?
Well, because men with guns will eventually show up and...
You mean other governments? Yeah. Other governments will refuse to recognize his governorship.
That's right.
They will say that, you know, this guy who owns this land isn't free and that he doesn't own that land for real because, you know, the county of whatever, the state of Utah, the United States government, and probably the UN or whatever all claim to own that land in some kind of superior fashion to him. Yes, you may be the sole taxpayer for the land. You may keep other of the tax cattle off the land, but it's really our land ultimately. Mm-hmm. If we want to take it from you for some reason, we will.
Yeah, they'll prove that it's their land if they have to.
And this is, if he can't become another government because a government says he can't be a government. Well, how did the government get to be the government in the first place?
Sadly, it was violence.
Killing people, yeah. Really, is ultimately, there's very few governments that are in place today, ruling over land they're ruling over, that weren't willing to murder to get to it.
Which I hope he doesn't do that. I hope he doesn't take that route. I think that violence
Who's
is not
Who's he going to murder?
Solution. Well, somebody's going to try to come and collect property tax, and
he's going to pay it.
All right, and he is
paying
property taxes.
But remember, other nations oftentimes paid tributes to other nations.
And that's actually what he calls it. He, according to the story here, he pays property taxes to Box Elder County, which is about 160 miles north of Salt Lake City, although he does refer to those payments as tributes. And he wants to make his little nation look legitimate. The passports look and feel real. And visitors like his friend Mike Abu can get them stamped as they enter and exit the country. I wonder if the robot stamps the passport, too. Abu said, quote, legitimacy is one of those things that's fairly subjective to begin with. But when we're talking about it, does it exist? There's no question about it, he says.
Well, does the land exist?
Yes. Well, I think he's asking, does legitimacy exist?
Legitimacy, I suppose. I don't even know what that means. Does legitimacy exist? It's sort of an agreement.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't, you know, it exists in people's minds.
Right.
And I don't even know how to describe it. But if you're talking about sort of modern nation states, there should be a path for nations to become nations. So we've heard about Liberland in the news, and Liberland, this nation that doesn't, and it is a piece of land that is not claimed by any nation. It's called Terra Nullius. It is claimed by no one. So another nation can't claim, hey, that's our land. They
right.
can't do that.
It's very different from this story.
But nobody's rushing to recognize Liberland. In fact, Croatia has not been stopped from essentially what is a violent foreign invasion of this country from stopping people from passing from Serbia into Liberland. They have no say over somebody passing from Serbia into Liberland.
But they've arrested them anyway.
They arrest them for crossing from one country into, Terra Nullius and not crossing into Croatia. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it sounds like they do have some say. They're making some say about that.
Right. Well, it just goes to show the lawlessness. But, you know, you don't see the United States government sending a little message to Croatia would all it take. You don't have to send anybody with guns or anything like that. Hey, stop it. And they would. Right away.
Well, the U.S. government has no interest in protecting Liberland.
That's because the U.S. government doesn't want competition. Nations,
that's right.
Nations are, by their very nature, they are monopolies. And monopolies hate competition. This is why you can't create your own nation. Because, well, people who like monopolists want monopolies.
So you can join us tomorrow night online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com, check out our brand new website. Support the show as a Free Talk Live amplifier, and you can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com, A-N-P, amp.freetalklive.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.